Brett Favre calls for boycott of Fox News, I'm with Tucker. By Hannah Blow on May 8, 2023. Former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre is calling for a boycott of Fox News in the wake of its sudden sidelining of primetime host Tucker Carlson and subsequent revelations that the media giant is working to silence him until after the 2024 election. I'm with Tucker. Time to boycott Fox until they come to their senses and let the man speak, Favre said in a social media post Monday morning, sharing a clip of Megyn Kelly blasting Fox News, in which he warns viewers that the media giant is banking on them coming back to the network when the primaries begin to heat up. Kelly explained. They are banking on you coming back to them. They've got a debate in August. You can't resist. You'll go. You'll forgive everything. They're banking on it. DeSantis is likely to announce this month. You're gonna turn on Fox News. You can't go to CNN. You're not gonna go to Newsmax. You're not going to go to digital media. You're gonna tune into the Fox News primetime, you lapdogs. It's what you always do. It's how they have billions. That's what's happening here. Keep him silent on the sidelines for as long as possible. Unable to use his voice on any of these things, on Fox, on politics, on anything. And we will win in the end, like we always do. As Breitbart News recently reported, Fox News executives are reportedly seeking to sideline Carlson through the 2024 presidential election as part of their attempt to supposedly reassert control of the network. Carlson's contract runs through the 2024 presidential election, but sources say that Carlson is trying to negotiate an exit package. I spent all last week talking to people at the network. Inside, outside people for all sorts of different sources with familiarity of what's actually going on here. And the big reveal, yes, is that Tucker is still under contract and they are holding it over his head like the sword of Damocles. Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during a recent interview on Newsmax. They're not allowing him to go out there and do something else. They refuse to release him from the contract and negotiate an exit at this time. The Murdoch family is trying to keep him silent. Boyle continued, adding that the Murdochs and their allies were getting increasingly unnerved by the third rail topics that Tucker was regularly hitting on his show. Watch, Breitbart's Boyle on Newsmax, leaks and smears against Tucker Carlson driving viewers away from Fox News to Breitbart and Newsmax. Meanwhile, Carlson is reportedly gearing up to attack Fox News and fight for his freedom to speak out and continue his career elsewhere. Despite the series of seemingly strategic leaks to leftist media outlets such as Media Matters and the New York Times, which show Carlson criticizing the inefficiency of the Fox News streaming platform Fox Nation, joking around on set, and openly pondering serious issues such as the dangers of the mob mentality, conservatives are not turning against the former primetime host. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found a plurality viewing Carlson at least somewhat favorably. Most Republicans and Trump 2020 voters, 68% and 72% respectively, feel the same way.